Perakei Mishnah Dada. Hoy Bechor Roidfa. Let's say a Bechor animal was pursuing a person in order to protect himself in self-defense. Batai, he kicked the animal. He kicked the Bechor Vasa Baimom, and through the act of kicking, he inflicted a mum on the Bechor. Harazei Yishchot Alav. He is allowed to shecht it based on that. Even though he inflicted the mum, since it was done in self-defense, he didn't intentionally want to make a mum. That is considered like a Shaloi Ladas, and therefore it's considered a mum that arose, and he is on its own, and he is allowed to shecht and eat it. Let's say you have a mum that it was possible that it was afflicted based on human hands, and not necessarily a natural occurrence. Now, so what happens in that case? Now, let's say you have a shepherd that's Yisrael, and he's tending to sheep, and he testifies, look, this mum came upon us on its own, no human intervened and made this mum. He is believed. Why? Because Yisrael doesn't gain anything out of it. Even if it has a mum, he can't partake, you know, it's not his. He still has to give it to the Kayan. So therefore, since there's no financial gain to the Yisrael, he is believed to say that it rose on its own and allow a Kayan to eat it without bringing it, without any restrictions. Rayim Kahanim, however, if the shepherds are Kahanim, then they are not believed. And the Tanakhama holds they're not believed whether it's for their own, obviously, but even if it's for someone else, because we're afraid there'll be a little quid pro quo among the Kahanim, so therefore they are not believed concerning Bechor. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel Aimer, Neman hu al shal chaveiroi, Reb Gamliel says, look, for someone else's sheep, he is believed. So even if the Kayan, the shepherd is a Kayan, if he's testifying on someone else's sheep, which would allow someone else to eat it and gain financial gain, that he's believed, because he doesn't have any personal gain. Ben Neman al shal atzmai, but he's not believed for his own flock. Someone who is suspect on something, he cannot judge and he cannot testify. And this is even more stricter than the Tanakhama, because Ramirez says the Tanakhama says he can't be believed himself. But if he's part of a pair of witnesses, all witnesses are always believed. Ramirez says, look, Kahanim, when it comes to Bechor, are just not trustworthy. So therefore, even if they're part of a team of judges or they're part of a team of witnesses, they are not allowed to testify concerning Mumim and Bechor. Perakei Mishnah Hei. Neman HaKayin Leimer. Kayin is believed to say, Haresi Bechor Zeh Ubamahu. I showed an expert this particular mum, and he paskin that it was a permanent mum, and I'm allowed to eat it. He is believed to say such a thing. We don't suspect him of actually not having a mum and being over on Shchut Echutz. That's a Isser of Karetz. So therefore, he is believed to say, I did show it to a mumcha, and he did paskin that I'm allowed to eat it. However, he still has to bring edim that or proof that he did not inflict the blemish himself. Hakol namonim al mumei maiso. Now, it comes to maiser, everyone is believed to say that the mum developed. Why? Because in theory, you can before you do maiser at all, you could just basically blemish up the entire herd before you even do the counting of maiser. So, since you could have an etzah to put a mum anyways, so there's no point in you lying about it. So, therefore, you are believed to say there's a mum when it comes to Meiser. Bechor shenismes einai. Let's say Bechor is blinded in his eye, right? He's, it's blinded, it's clearly missing an eye. Shenikta yadai, or it's a hand, its arm is cut off. Shenish beraglai, or its foot is broken. Now, all these are very obvious movement. It's like, you sort of look at it, and you know, well, it's missing an eye, it's blind, or the hand is cut off, I can see the arm is gone, or I can see the leg is broken. So in that case, it's sort of very obvious. You could just sort of take three people from the shul, just come and say, look, here's a mum, do we all agree? Sure, we all agree, we can obviously see it. Point is, you don't need to have an expert, a mumcha, to paskin on these very obvious mumim. However, Rabbi Yesi says, Afilu yesh sham esrim shleisha, even if you have a bezdin of 23, that's the, right below the bezin of 71, the Sanhedrin is the bezins of 23. Even if they paskin, lo yishachid ela al pimumcha, you need an expert who is empowered by the Nasi and is authorized to paskin on b'chayrus. If you don't have a mumcha, you can't paskin on any kind of mum, even if something that's as obvious as the ones we just mentioned.